sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Good morning, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese again, speaking the word of eternal life. The topic today is about Jesus Christ again. Are you the true disciple of Jesus Christ? Or how can you become a true disciple? We read about two major disciples of Jesus Christ in Acts chapter 3, verse 12, when they performed a miracle in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. May I read that from Book of Acts chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3. One day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer. At 3 in the afternoon, now a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Verse 6. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. Amen. That's the verses all the way up to 8 from the Acts chapter 3 in the New International Version. There is a sign if you are a disciple of Jesus Christ. A disciple do exactly the same or more like him of his master and the Lord. Jesus helped the sick, cast out the demon, and made the lame to walk, and raise the dead. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus healed the many sick, and he made the lame to walk, cast out demons, and raise the dead. Open the eyes of the blind, and make the deaf to hear. So you walk and talk like the master. Example, when Peter was at the high priest's court, at the arrest of Jesus Christ, the servant girl recognized Peter as Jesus' disciple. Is written in John 18, 13 to 5 and Luke 22, 54 to 39. So I would like to read just from the Luke 22, 54 to 39. Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance, but when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the fire light. She looked closely at him and asked, said, this man was with him. But he denied it. Woman, I don't know him, he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, you also are one of them. Man, I am not, Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean. Peter replied, man, I don't know what you are talking about. Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. And he went up and wept bitterly. Now, the point is, Peter looked like Jesus. Interesting, the way he acted and behaved. But when it comes to the question, they questioned him, he denied he wanted to escape from the arrest. He must have gotten arrested also, becoming a follower of Jesus Christ. But that was not God's plan anyway. And Peter was going to deny Christ. But here the important thing is, Peter, James and John, Andrew, Bartholomew, Thomas, and all these his 12 disciples, 11 after Judas, was dressing up, probably looked alike. So I'm not stressing here that every Christian should dress alike, but I am stressing that every Christian must dress a modest, normal, modest, acceptable dress in the civilized society. And their behavior, their act, must be similar to Jesus Christ. So secondly, obedience like Christ to the Father. The greatest gift Jesus brought down to humanity is the life and love. God so loved the world that he gave his own and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but will have eternal life. These disciples, they looked like Jesus' disciple, but he really were not. They were with him 3.5 years, but they were not ready to testify when the time came, the arrest of Jesus, they all ran away, except so Apostle John in his gospel says. God loved his creation. He created in his image and likeness. Because of his love to humanity, he gave his life, he gave his Son's life for them. Thirdly, the compassion of God. If you look at Matthew 14, verse 14, we see how compassionate Jesus was. Praise God. Matthew 14, verse 14. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. This is about the beheading of John the Baptist. That's the news he was hearing. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. See, this is one other thing that a disciple of Jesus Christ should have and must carry, that the compassion to people. They are to be healed. They need to be delivered from the bondage of Satan. They need to be delivered from sin. And they also must be delivered from the diseases, the sickness, rampaging their life, And the verse 15, as evening approached, the disciples came to him. This is a remote place and it is already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food. But Jesus replied, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. And they asked, what do we have? 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now we know the 5 loaves and the 2 fish story that would happen with Jesus. Praise God. He was also compassionate about their hunger, physical hunger. Amen. The Lord have had compassion. Now the point is, we preachers or the disciples of Jesus Christ, we must carry the similar compassion of Christ. We also read in Matthew 9:26. He had compassion. Praise the Lord. He had compassion on people. Praise God. He healed their sick. And he also fed them. Praise God. Now, he had compassion and healed their sick. How does this apply to Christ? This is Christ, Messiah, Lord God and Savior. He showed the fatherly love, kindness, and compassion. Praise the Lord. When we look at John's Gospel, when he raised Lazarus from the dead, few minutes before he was going to the tomb, Jesus wept. The wept because a love like a father. He loved him like a father. He wept on his death. But he was God. He himself went to the tomb and raised Lazarus. Before he raised Lazarus from the dead, he prayed to the Father. And he have empowered him to raise Lazarus from the dead. He showed the fatherly love, kindness, and compassion. I'm asking myself and every other people who profess that they are the disciple of Jesus Christ, do you have the same, or do I have the same compassion? Or are we praying and receiving the grace from God to heal the sick, cast out the demons? And thirdly, we need grace. Grace came with Jesus Christ. John's Gospel says, the law came through Moses and grace came through Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of John 1:16-17, fullness of his grace, we all received one blessing after another. This, I would like to ask every professing Christian, as if you are a disciple. Praise God. God has handed over this authority to his disciples. Go all the world and preach the gospel. Heal the sick, cast out the demons. Those who believe in my name will be saved. And baptize them and disciple them and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then Jesus' command was, to wait upon until you receive the power to not leave Jerusalem. So they waited on the upper room, supposedly the house of John Mark and his mother Mary. They stayed there. the 50th day of resurrection of Christ, which is the Pentecost. Pentecost is the festival that every Jewish people must attend. One of the three. The Passover, the Pentecost, the tent meetings. The Jewish people came from all over the world for the Pentecost festival. You know. And then here they were waiting, and the Holy Spirit came down. Acts 2:1-3, the gifts given to the apostles. Now you turn back and look at the law Moses brought in. Before the law, at the time the law was writing in the piece of rock, God was writing the written, and writing was going on. By the time he finished the law given to Moses, at this time, on the bottom of Mount Sinai, something terrible was going on. The people who delivered from Israel, from Egypt, the Israelites, they left their God, Lord Jehovah. They left Yahweh. They made a molten calf from their silver and gold, and they melted and came. They formed a calf, which is a worship, one of the worship in Egypt. Hear Israel, the God who brought you from Egypt. And they danced and they did celebrations. They performed all the immoral things allowed by the Egyptian worship. Then Moses come down. As Moses listening to this noise, praise God. And Joshua told him, this is not a celebration of victory, or this is not even a celebration of defeat. This is something else. By the time they come down to the bottom of Mount Sinai, from the mountain, God was still on the mountain. The people of God, they left the commandment of God. Here God was writing, there should be no other God other than me. You shall not worship anything in the heavens or in the earth or what you see in the ocean. Do not make the image of anything. Here they made the image. As Moses was angry, he threw those tablets made of stone. The law is written on it. He threw them and they broken into pieces. Next thing, Moses come down and ask what happened, inquiring Aaron, his brother, who was supposedly leading the people, the man who was appointed to lead the people had to obey the people. Instead of him leading them, the people led him and make him to commit the biggest crime against God. And the people decided to have him do it, or he said they would kill him. He was frightened and he helped them to have what they need. Whatever they are asking for. People are asking for everything God doesn't like. People want to enjoy the wrong ways where there is more entertainment. In the scripture, the entertainment is your fellowship with your God, holiness, enjoy the presence of God, worship Him and praise Him, and love Him. Praise God. And love your wife, love your husband, love your children, love your brothers and sisters, love your families and community. Praise God. This is what the enjoyment that God was given to His people. But the people always want something outside that will be unholy to God. The lust of flesh, lust of eyes, and power of life, pride of life otherwise. The lust gets into people, because outside world is full of lust. You can look at things which you should not be looking, but you look at them purposely and continue trying to enjoy the lust of the flesh, and you will pay a big price. You lose your eternity, you lose your spirit in hell, and die and tormented ever and ever. Here, people turn away from God. God came with a law. Moses carrying the law, coming down. Afterwards, after investigation, everybody is punished. Moses gave the order. Those who stand on the side of the Lord, turn around, move to the one side, take your own sword, and kill every one of your brothers who has committed this. So the Levites joined Moses. They took their sword. They murdered 3,000 men. 3,000. When I say men, I'm sure there is women also included in it, because Bible don't describe, the Torah did not say how many women and how many men, but there were 3,000. This is what happened to offense to the law. You offend the law, you will be killed, punished. The punishment was death penalty. God is the only one who first declared death penalty. It was not created by man. The wages of sin is death. When it comes to the New Testament, the gift of life, gift of God, is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. So the law came with punishment. The law came with capital punishment, and they have been murdered. They have been punished. Praise God. Now here in Christ, John's apostle says in the gospel, the law came, but it punished. But Christ came with grace. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ have saved us. Ephesians 2:8 says, because of grace by faith, you have been saved. Because of grace. God sent Christ, packed in grace, complete grace to us. The grace of God. Now we spend time with God. Are you active, practicing Christian follower, or a formality Christian preacher? Or a Christian. Formality Christian preacher. I also want to preach. Me too. I'm also pastoring. I am also an evangelist. I am also a preacher. I am so and so. I am doctor, dig that, everything. But how many times you uplift Jesus Christ above your doctor degree? How many times you talk about your own degree and qualifications? And finally, few things about the name of Jesus. Praise God. The waiting time, the apostles waited and they received the Pentecost day came. God sent the Holy Spirit on them. Praise the Lord. When the Holy Spirit came, they were given the power. The tongues of fire rested on them, and they were all speaking in tongues, and they received the gifts. Here, they become like Jesus. A disciple, finally, Peter, James, John, Andrew, Bartholomew, Thomas, all of them, Simon the Zealot, everyone, they all became empowered. Now they don't deny Jesus Christ anymore. Peter don't deny Jesus. Peter stood up and preached. Here, 3,000 people saved. At the day of the law of judgment and the Mount Sinai base, 3,000 died. Here, because of the grace of Jesus Christ, Peter with the power of the Holy Spirit, preaching, 3,000 saved. Now Peter, James, and John I read about in Acts chapter 3. Peter and John act like Jesus, healing the sick, cast out the demons. Do you have those gifts of ministries from Christ? May I ask you this and conclude this message? We'll continue in the next session. May the Lord richly bless you. Amen.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKO, V like Victor, at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Surround me and all I know.